USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Things are getting back to normal after a widespread 911 outage was reported in four states Wednesday. Authorities say residents in parts of Nebraska, Nevada, South Dakota, and Texas were unable to call 911. Parts of southern Texas are still having some issues. Police in Del Rio say the issue was only affecting T-Mobile customers and that service had not yet been restored. Former President Trump is expected back in court again Thursday as jury selection in his hush money trial in New York resumes. USA's Laura Winters.
Seven jurors have already been chosen, the judge hoping to seat the entire jury, 12 people plus six alternates, by the end of this week. Opening arguments could start as early as Monday. The foreperson is from Ireland. There's a grandfather from Puerto Rico who says he finds Trump fascinating. There's a software engineer who works for Disney, and there's an oncology nurse among the group.
President Biden spending the week campaigning through Pennsylvania. It'll be a key state in deciding who wins the upcoming presidential election, almost like every election. On Wednesday, Biden visited the headquarters of United Steelworkers in Pittsburgh. They endorsed him last month.
My U.S. trade representative is investigating trade practices by the Chinese government regarding steel and aluminum. If that investigation confirms these anti-competitive trade practices, then I'm calling on her to consider tripling the tariff rates for both steel and aluminum imports from China.
There's a tsunami alert in effect after a volcano eruption on a remote Indonesian island. The country's volcano agency says hundreds of villagers are being evacuated. There have been multiple eruptions on Rang Island where the volcano has been spewing lava and ash plumes thousands of feet into the air. Officials say that volcano has erupted at least five times since Tuesday night. This is USA News.
Listen up, ladies and gents. Are you or a special someone taking prescription meds to treat ED? Everyone knows how well they can work, but did you know that with one free call, you can start saving hundreds of dollars on every prescription order? Gone are the days of paying $30 plus per pill. Now, for less than $2 per pill, you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in your ED meds, in generic 20 milligram tablets. That's right, for less than $2 a pill, you can get the exact same results. Each order is discreetly delivered right to your door. There's even a money-back guarantee. Remember, you don't need to pay big prices to get big results. We'll save you hundreds of dollars on the exact same active ingredient. We deliver generic sildenafil for less than $2 a pill right to your door with a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. Call right now at 1-800-273-4776. That's 1-800-273-4776. Again, 1-800-273-4776. Call right now.
Boeing, facing allegations of concealing significant safety issues, as testified to by their quality engineer and whistleblower, Sam Salapour, in a Senate hearing Wednesday.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align. I call it the Tarzan effect, among other improper methods.
Salapour cautioned that Boeing's 787 Dreamliner is unsafe to fly due to assembly flaws. Despite raising concerns with leadership for several years, Salapour claims to have been dismissed. Ford Motor Company issuing a recall for more than 456,000 Bronco, Sport, and Maverick pickup trucks due to a powertrain problem. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration warns the control modules in these vehicles may not detect a battery charge, leading to power loss. The recall encompasses Broncos Sports manufactured from February 2020 to March of this year. The NBA has banned a Toronto Raptors player for breaching the league's gambling regulations. USA's John Schaefer.
An investigation has revealed that Jontay Porter shared confidential information with sports bettors and manipulated his own performance in games for betting reasons. One specific incident involved a bettor associated with Porter placing an $80,000 wager on Porter underperforming in the Raptors' March 20th game.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.